HarperCollins presents Shake It Up, Beverly by Suzanne Holder. Read by Emma Gregory. Chapter 1. I'd crawled on my hands and knees across my living room and pulled the curtains closed across the bay window from underneath, keeping out of sight. Of course, that only proved to the baying mob outside that I was indeed at home, and they immediately started shouting and yelling, holding cameras and phones above their heads and taking pictures of my little terraced house as though I was a movie star or a serial killer. Of course, I am neither of those things, but on that particular morning, I woke to find myself a household name, a national laughing stock, and the punchline to countless jokes doing the rounds on social media. Me, mild-mannered Beverly Wilson, completely ordinary in almost every respect. A Liverpool lass, a widow, single mother of three, and a part-time estate agent. Well, I suppose that's not quite the full story. Life had been fairly humdrum and ordinary for the vast majority of my 50-plus years, but that all started to change after my Jeff died. It's been over 10 years now since he's gone. I can't quite believe that. 10 years. Where did they go? Well, mainly into bringing up my three boys and trying to get through each and every day the best way I can. Exactly what most women in my situation would do is the short answer to that. I can pinpoint the first time I ever decided to do something extraordinary, something unexpected and just for me. It was when I spotted this house was up for auction and decided to go for it. Downsizing made perfect sense once my middle son moved out to live with his girlfriend, and the eldest was away doing his final year at uni. Once I only had my youngest still at home full-time, and knowing he wouldn't stick around much longer, meant this little terrace was just the job. But it wasn't simply the financial advantages of running a smaller home that swayed me to do it. I'd gone along to the auction at the Cavern Club down on Matthew Street, clutching the particulars for 72 Western Avenue, speak, in my hot little hand. The Cavern was renowned for being claustrophobic and clammy back in the day, when the Beatles were just a bunch of local lads playing to a swinging 60s crowd, rammed like sweaty sardines into the basement club. Apparently it stank to high heaven. I'd missed out on that scene, born a little too late to be one of the lucky Liverpudlians who could honestly say they'd been there. But there I was now, about to try and grab my very own piece of Beatles history. I don't know how I found the nerve to raise my hand and bid the way I did. It was like an out-of-body experience. 1 minute I was Beverly Wilson, anonymous, lifelong Beatles fan. The next, I was the owner of Paul McCartney's childhood home and had been dubbed Beatles Bev in the report of the auction in the Liverpool Echo. People are often surprised that I was able to afford a home once lived in by a Beatle. They hear the word Beatles and instantly presume it must have cost millions. But really, it's just an ordinary little terrace in a Liverpool suburb. It's not ordinary to me, though. This place isn't the more famous Fourth Lynn Road home where Paul lived as a teenager and started to write songs with John Lennon in the back room. That house is kept as a museum, not lived in and used as a regular home like this one. That was part of the attraction to me, though. I mean, think about it. Paul McCartney actually lived here with his little brother Mike and his parents Jim and Mary, and now it's my home. I truly get a tingle up my spine every time I walk in the door. Once I'd sold the family home I'd lived in with Jeff and the boys, I was easily able to afford this place, and I've never regretted it. Yes, I needed to relocate to make a fresh start, but I'll be honest, the house really was the ultimate prize for an avid collector like me. Over the years, I've amassed an amazing collection of Beatles memorabilia, from signed original posters and programmes to limited edition lunchboxes and rare Beatles perfume bottles, plus other stuff you can't get for love nor money these days.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?